Your Holiness, we are all very grateful for the message which you have delivered to us. To have heard your voice and to have received inspiration by your words is a prerogative which no one of us will forget. I hope to thank you again and with some more words towards the end of the meeting of this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, I may ask your attention for the order of the remaining part of this afternoon. His Holiness intends to teach us again by entering on questions which may be posed. There will be a pause now until 5 o'clock. Persons inclined to do so are invited to pose questions by writing them down. Opschrijven, dus. If possible in English language. And to hand these written questions over to the people at this table. After the pause, until 6:25, His Holiness will answer the questions brought forward to him, as far as he will be inclined to do so, and as far as time will be available. I particularly ask your attention for the fact that political questions will not be answered. I thank you very much. We have a pause, and you are invited to put your questions if you like to do so.
Your Holiness, ladies and gentlemen, quite a number of questions have been asked, and I think that we cannot ask Your Holiness to reply all of them, so we have to make a selection out of them. One of the questions asked was the following: anger and other distressing emotions are certainly a source of suffering, but to deny to oneself that one feels such an emotion seems a one-sided solution with further distressful consequences. Can you say something more about this?
But to deny to oneself that
Stolness feels that in connection with this question, that perhaps what His Holiness was explaining a few minutes ago was slightly misunderstood, because anger and other distressing emotions are not denied. What is on this?
Oh, yes. The outer.
That's
best.
Yeah,
I
His Holiness was, in reply to this, His Holiness was saying that these are not denied, but what we have to do is try to overcome these, control these.
But I'm afraid that the question is not so much whether we have to deny the emotions, but the question is, when you suppress them, are you not creating other difficulties?
How to suppress, right?
Right, this suppressed to do can be problem shampoo you will man.
No.
Yes, I am. No. That thing is a whole shimmy one, and that's a good
one.
Still, I'm not very clear. What is this, I mean? Real question. Now, like this, you see, in any way, I will say something. The anger and, you see, too much attachment, these things, and the ego, feeling of ego, these are the real troublemaker. Definitely, we can say these are real enemy. Enemy is not outside, inside. So, now victory is not from, because we're not over being, but over these, bad qualities. Now here, as a human being, we have both qualities, good qualities as well as good quality. Bad qualities and good qualities. Now person himself, I may say a real neutral. When he develops the bad sides, that person becomes bad, bad man, stupid. If he develops the good side, the same being, become good one. So being itself as a, neutral somda.
You're able to utilize the being itself in both the directions, in either of the directions.
Now, tak, tak kesi bana chhoti na. Ta ona lo nyamba ta khandis nawa sawar sa lewi na.
Now, if the question was how we should get rid of these bad qualities,
here many stages. The first stage, it is almost impossible to suppress these bad feeling. Now, preliminary or first stage is, despite your feeling, to try to control it, and it's important to that samlong yamba tege jebang yamba matam shay la samlong yamba ta jebang yamba ni para liya ta jae jae.
It is at least important to try to, even if you are unable to suppress these feelings, to try and not to put them into action in the preliminary stages.
The next...
And His Holiness was saying that it's like putting a barrier between your bad thoughts and the action that are to be taken.
Now next step is try to, destroy these bad thoughts. Now here, now more of the deeper level.
Here, the subject becomes deeper.
Again, two ways. Say the root out here.
Two ways of eradicating these bad thoughts. Two ways of getting rid of these bad thoughts.
Chik di thought ding pezo the root ne zu zao kwa tu ya mar di yine kupke the influential chetuyaga the nubad ma mebse.
In one way
is ne again ne ya karore thanda ni sir ba ni chen. Step by step.
Again, there are two steps to this. First, although you may not be able to eradicate it completely, but to be able to avoid the bad influences, to be able to stop the bad influences.
Now this is for anger, the love. If you have love or the compassion for example, a person, If you have the compassion or respect for other, the anger ta shushun sinzar middle meaning.
For example, if you have love for a person, a respect for another person, this will automatically lessen your anger against such a person.
Now, in order to get respect for him, every being, as I mentioned, there are two qualities. In any way, something because what the people who are middle, because the doja jini respect share should just then they are.
Whatever the case may be, the other person to whom you are trying to develop respect, no matter how bad that person may be, there will be certain qualities that you would like to respect him for.
That could tell you because what respect share you tell a soul means sometimes some lo tong chao wang gi ta tell you respect le.
And if you pick that particular point and try and develop your respect for that person and practice it very strongly, you can, on the basis of this, develop a feeling of respect for that other person.
And secondly, you see, as we usually so-called enemy, which, I mean, try to hurt on you. Now, if you look from certain point of view, the enemy is real your teacher. Enemy gives you the real test of your inner strength. So from that point of view, the enemy is the real guru, real teacher. So from this respect, if you think this way, naturally we can respect for enemy. Like this. Now second stage.
Now the second stage where you have to eradicate completely the bad thoughts.
That is realization of shunya, realization of voidness, or the ultimate nature or ultimate truth. If you once realize the thing, the ultimate nature, and concentrate, meditate on it,
you can get rid of the bad thoughts completely. But we have not reached this stage and it's very difficult.
Not for ordinary people. It is difficult.
Yes. Thank you very much for this reply, Your Holiness. I think we could go to another one, quite a number. Another question which came to us in various forms is this. Do you think that meditation is to be achieved by Western people? And if so, would it be a good thing that it should be taught at schools? So it is, well, just to give you an idea of the questions which are coming in. So it is whether in the Western world it would be possible to devote not only time to meditation, but also to train at school the meditation practices.
Meditation less than my own Jun Junzei Yamago. Why not?
Yes.
There is no reason why Western people cannot undertake meditation.
If you look Westerner, superficially, then of course there are many differences. Even, you see, faces difference. This face, my face, yes. Quite different. But same in special. Deeper, this is human being, I'm a human being, same quality, same equal. And same mind, I mean nature of the mind is same. Due to environment and I mean the traditional and the social things, social systems, I mean superficial level, we have different way of life, different way of thinking, of course different language.
Yes.
These things, you see, many different things. So important thing is the real nature of human being. On that basis, all the same. So meditation,
so there's no reason why meditation cannot be practiced by Western people also.
But a lot of said, this is, meditation said, this is a bit,
according to His Holiness's understanding of meditation, one must achieve concentration on a certain point.
Of course, that's difficult by child, by boys and girls.
And for this, His Holiness feels that it might be difficult to introduce it in schools, because for children, it'll be difficult to involve themselves in such practices.
But now, you see, educating to people is highly important. When you see small child growing, it seems to me it is highly important to avoid kasuri as much as possible, to think which bad influence into the child's mind. Say, for example, you see television, I mean killing, or spying, or
lying,
or
tricking.
All these, you see, bad. For example, now, you see, yes, these bad things, of course, for the kudu lepen, excitement you have, John.
You know, it gives some sort of an excitement. Or entertainment to the person temporarily. And because of that, many people are producing these because it entertains people, and not only in the television but as well as in other forms of media. This is very much done on a commercial basis. But if you consider it deeply, these do influence the mind very much.
So you see, the way to educate the young people, young child, just growing, right from the beginning, we must have
a good plan.
What is difficult? Again.
Thank you. I think we come to a next question, which is also coming in two forms, but the sense of it is this: what can we do to avoid and diminish the suffering of animals?
Diminish.
Yes. So to make the suffering of animals less. I think so. I don't know whether you see a point in it to go into this question.
One must also love animals.
Just like human being. But
of course there are differences, but on the basis of having life, on the basis of the animals also having life and having attachment to its own self, we are equal.
Another question is completely different one. Is real self-sacrifice possible without first attaining awakening, Bodhi?
Chongchuk.
Yes.
The person who put in this question has also written a Tibetan word.
Changchuk.
Self-sacrifice.
Possible without first training.
Attaining awakening.
Sacrifice.
There are many levels for self-sacrifices. For a beginner, bodhicitta is not necessary.
Not necessary. I mean, without this quality, you can sacrifice in some extent.
To some extent.
Now you see, sacrifice, for example, your own life. Or you see, sacrifice your own salvation. These things, of course, are much more difficult. So the person should have a strong determination or strong willpower. So these things are different things. If you have awakening or bodhicitta, that depends on what.
It depends on what level you are thinking of.
Well, curious question is this: what is the attitude towards women in Buddhism today?
Equality. Equality is what this is.
In Tibet, now you see, we practice like this. For men, the highest order, right? Highest order, we call bhikshu, the bhikshu order. Now that same familiar, bhikshuni.
There's also an equivalent status for the women.
And Buddhist laymen, shashana, and nang amaro.
And if you consider the lay people, the Sunna says that the woman is the mistress of the house.
So, equal.
Well, I thought that in the past the Buddha had said that once we admit women into the order, the order will not stand as long as we would have had the order when it was only for men, 1,000 years or 500 years. Another question which I thought would come is this. People who take drugs claim that they have an enlightenment in the time it takes to snap your fingers.
How's that?
To snap your fingers, so as quick as that.
They have an enlightenment there.
Well, and then the question goes on, at what level, or rather in what layer or sheath of the personality does this so-called enlightenment take place? Please explain also the danger of drugs.
Well, it's a long question, but
it is a problem which is rather coming up in this country.
The drug is... I have no experience.
No.
Some people say, oh, it helps very much. But in any case, my view is this. Enlightened, or let's say improvement, or internal progress should be through mental practice, mental training. Not by external means, like drugs or injections or these things, or operation. If this is highly necessary, then why Lord Buddha and these great teachers should mention?
Sunnis is explaining according to Buddhism.
Well, I don't think we...
In this world, there's a chicken on it in the Tampish Tigers, and it's just a very effective.
That's up to you. If you feel, feel definitely there is some benefit, that's up to you.
Thank you. Well, I'm afraid that we have to stop the questioning now. There is one last question which I would just bring before you, because it is a question which is coming up in all forms. Could you tell us more about the children's village and convey our warm greetings to them? I think that we have the work which is being done in this country for the children's village, and I think that still quite a lot of children need some help, and I think that we stress the last point of it. Could you convey our warmest greetings to the children in the children's village? And for the audience, outside this hall there is some information about all kinds of programs that are going on in that line. Well, Your Holiness, I think we have to stop now this meeting because it is... Could we go on? Sorry, I thought we had to stop at half past five. Sorry, now we are gone. There are some technical questions here. There is a technical question.
Technical?
Yes. Do you have to walk clockwise while practicing the Vipassana meditation? Well,
what do you mean?
Following the production.
Do you have to
walk clockwise?
Clockwise?
To start?
No.
While practicing Vipassana?
No.
I don't know.
No. Another question is...
Generally, of course, you see, Vipassana, this samadhi, these practice while you are walking or eating. So, for the beginner, for a certain stage, deep meditation must be practiced with the padri.
With the lotus position.
This is very much helpful.
You cannot do it, you know, it's difficult to practice it lying down.
Or walking. Once you qualified or, trained very well, then 24 hours you can practice. That is a different question.
Another question, what are the signs that will accompany the coming of the Maitreya Buddha? And what are the changes he will bring about in the world?
It's many millions of years afterwards. This generation of ours has no hope of meeting the Maitreya Buddha.
So no problem with us.
Next reincarnation, perhaps
we might have the possibility in our many later rebirths.
Another question. Please will you tell us what one can do to be able to stand the very difficult vibrations of life on earth today? How one can protect himself against it and still live in the worldly life to do one's duty.
Would the person who put this question explain whether he means the combination of religion with the daily life is possible or not? Is that what he means? So, His Holiness will consider it from this point of view.
Now, the practice of inner development, there are various kinds and many stages. Certain practice or kasure, the top of the Yamin Shinji, but
If it's a very high level of stage, or a stage where you have to put complete effort, then it is quite difficult.
for ordinary, because of ordinary, layman or ordinary being, it's difficult. But as I mentioned before, the compassion, you see, love for other, respect for other, less selfish.
Selfishness.
These things and honesty. These things you can practice.
These things you can practice while leading your daily life, even in today's environment. But it is necessary to have strong willpower, a determination to make an attempt towards that way of living. But with the prevailing circumstances and the situation of the present world, it is quite difficult. But we have no alternative but to try and do something in this direction.
Another question is it possible to reach the state of nirvana without being a monk?
Of course possible.
Yeah. And is nirvana the absolute nothing, the emptiness, I think?
No. But nirvana?
Just, yeah.
Many people take interest in nirvana, but nirvana needs a great deal of explanation.
What to do? Hazara. Nirvana is a kind of cessation of suffering, and its nature is a shunya nature. That means absolute nature, but itself not absolute, relative.